The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt fuck you.
I'm excited.
You're excited.
I'm excited, man. I'm French Reggie knows
why
I'm excited.
Stop smiling, bro.
No, I'm telling you. It's,
no, like I feel like it's an act. You're
it's
smiling.
Not,
it's why are you smiling?
You know, French Reggie knows what today is.
You
we talked about it. Come on, French. You already know what today is.
WNBA.
Yeah, baby.
What does that mean? WNBA.
It's back.
What do you mean it's back?
It was a pause. It was on
so
pause.
So because of
the
Olympics, they had a hiatus.
Wait, they paused in the middle of the season for
bro,
the Olympics?
Bro, yeah.
Yes, because like
bro,
15 of those girls are in the Olympics.
If you need any more evidence of how bullshit WNBA is.
How's that bullshit?
Bro, they paused their pause season, it. My nigga?
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
It's the Olympics.
No, nigga. There is no season that would be subjected to.
It's because the NBA's ones is before.
Sorry, bro.
You know
what happens? You know what happens? You know what happens? Let's look at the NFL All-Star game. What happens if your team is going to the Super Bowl and you're also an All-Star?
You don't play in that game, but you still...
No. Stop right there. Why are you going? Why are you expanding?
Stop it.
Stop expanding.
Not, no, listen, bro. You're not
finished. This is how whack this shit... When you can,
not,
no, nigga. When you can pause your season...
You're not about to compare an All-Star game to the fucking Olympics.
Why?
The Olympics are fucking every 4 years, uh-huh. and it's fucking the world.
They should have just canceled that WNBA season this year.
The Olympics is like maybe one of the most important sport events in fucking of all time.
So you
time.
Agree with Carmelo?
A what?
Gold medals over rings.
I don't think that's what he said. He said that he wouldn't trade the gold medals for a ring because he doesn't have a ring. But I don't think.
Of course,
said,
that's what he says. I was like, without
right.
having a ring.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but,
well, do you think gold medals are more important than chips?
From a national standpoint, yes. But
what? Mm. Are they more important, bro? Like, why?
No, so
no,
what are we talking about? No, but what are we talking about?
Yeah. You're the one who said it was important enough to cancel a whole
okay,
fucking
so,
pause
so like,
season.
You're talking about like the
bro?
Basketball. So
look, let me ask you a question. Did they plan this? Like they said, oh, we're gonna go on a hibernation. For
yeah,
this.
Every Olympic year, yay. Every Olympic year, because
only women could be done like that. Men couldn't be done like
why
that.
Why is the WNBA even on a different schedule?
Right.
What do you mean? Than the NBA?
Yeah.
Why is it on a different schedule?
What do you mean, why?
So they're going to play them 30 games
I'm
anytime.
Just saying, like, this whole time, we played basketball during this time. We
right.
played baseball during this time. We
right.
played football during this time.
Right.
Why are they playing basketball at a different time?
Baseball,
well, because
would you,
market share.
No. Because nobody's going to watch. Go ahead.
Say what you were going to say. Say it. Go ahead, because that's what I was getting at. Go ahead.
Nobody's going to what?
Yeah.
He already said it.
Ain't nobody finna watch that shit
everybody
in the NBA on.
That's why I said market share. That's why I said market share, because these other leagues got the market share, so they got to
no,
put
no,
it.
No, nigga. That's,
no,
that's a bullshit
what
way
he
of
was
saying.
Just about to say.
they got to put
economics,
it in a time
outrage.
When it's only hockey and baseball's around.
Hockey?
Shit nobody watch.
No, hockey's done, too. Only baseball's
bro,
around
basketball
right now.
is a winter sport that goes into the early parts of summer.
For sure.
Always has been. It should not be the dog days of summer, and it's an NBA season going on.
I guess technically it isn't.
And it helps the NBA as a league to have basketball year-round, too.
There it is.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, spreading it out.
Because they got summer
it's
league.
It's like put summer league.
NBA
put,
and
why would you
NBA.
Put so much peanut butter on a sandwich? Like, you got to spread that shit out. You don't want to just have too much
oh,
peanut
yeah,
butter.
Oh, yeah, because that's how they do all throughout the whole rest of history, right? Because when you're in a middle school, the girls don't play the same season the guys do. And then when you're in high school, they don't
I
play
couldn't
the same
tell you when, honestly,
they
I couldn't
play
tell
right
you.
Before the
yeah,
boys.
They always play right before the boys.
Every season.
Same
every,
school, same team.
Every sport. They go right before the guys.
Yeah.
And it goes from bad sports to good sports in a matter of a few minutes.
Wait a minute. No, I don't remember seeing the girls play in the gym before. I thought JV.
Because
I see JV.
You was probably practicing
are you kidding?
Or something before.
The whole team gets on the bus.
Yeah.
Girls and boys. The
mm-hmm.
girls play first. The boys play last.
Mm-hmm.
Every
it's still
sport.
That way.
Huh.
Every sport.
It's
not
still that
not
way.
Football, obviously.
Right.
Maybe that's
right.
what you're thinking of.
Yeah. That's interesting.
You're thinking football, but basketball,
yeah.
soccer, all the other
yep,
ones.
Yep.
Yeah, bro. So.
Baseball, softball?
Yeah, well,
softball
is not a boys' sport, so that's different.
But they still play before the boys do.
Yeah, because the baseball game is right after.
Well,
yeah.
We went to go see a game at the high school, and that's how it went.
Nonetheless, the WNBA is the only The only? Yeah, the only. The only ones. And it's not because of market share. It's marketing. Because nobody's watching that shit over anything else.
The thing you was talking about, how they're making it be, it's working, bro.
Well, it's this nigga he started our show off excited, smiling like a little girl.
Are you mad that it's working? If you have a product.
Am I mad that it's working?
If you have a product.
Mad
you,
that it's working?
Am I mad it's working? No.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like, for example, like Beyonce or something, right? Like, I don't like her music. It's not my taste, but I don't hate on her for her success or whatnot. Okay. I think she's brilliant for doing what she do, you know, but it's just not my thing. Just like, I ain't hating on the WNBA. Honestly, I think before they went basketball, they should have went softball first.
Why were you playing the Beyonce country album so loud when you pulled up then?
I've never heard it. never heard it.
Yeah, but it's this
actually, technically, listeners, just for the record, when I was pulling up, I was actually listening to last week's show just so I could be current.
Respect.
Solid.
Nah, but French, that's bullshit.
You what? Having it spread out because no, they don't want to compete with the NBA and the other
leagues? What you just said, what you were talking about right before Pac said what he said. I can't remember what it is now, so I'm hoping you can say it again.
I don't remember either.
You remember that?
ADD in the room, y'all.
I wanted to tell you it was bullshit. I don't remember why now, though.
look, but it
whatever like, it was bullshit.
I still stand by it.
Oh, no, I said so the NBA can play, have their product.
Nope, that's not. That's what you just said right before he said about Beyonce or whatever. It's okay. Mm-hmm. You're wrong, though.
But I still stand
what you
by
say,
it.
What you said was bullshit. I don't know if you're wrong, but what you said was bullshit to me.
Oh, being mad at...
I'm not. What? Say it again.
I was asking if he was mad that the propaganda is working.
No, I'm not mad. Propaganda is working. I'm like, told you niggas, and y'all. And what's so crazy is I didn't expect from my niggas to get caught up in it.
But your niggas like basketball,
right?
And it's still basketball. The product
is not still basketball. Stop playing.
Did you see that Olympic game? No. Did you see the USA women's game?
I didn't watch the men's game.
Oh, that game was fire.
That was a good one.
Both games were fire, but the women's game was fire.
There should never be a team that comes close to the American team, bro. What year are we living in?
You have to stop with this.
Yeah. The French, the Europeans.
No, this is not 1992 anymore.
Oh, okay. Fuck America, right?
No, I'm just
I love America, my nigga. I'm sorry about you fucking traitor.
No, but the whole world is
what I can't wait
to... You didn't say nothing about loving the fucking motherfucking squad or nothing like that. You're saying that there should be no competition. Like,
I can't
We should motorboat all these motherfuckers. Let's just talk about it.
Motorboat who?
The rest of the fucking world. You said there should never be any competition.
I can't wait till Trump gets rid of y'all.
You said there should never be any competition, right?
Nigga, I'm tired of hearing that.
Right?
Yes, we should be the best.
Okay, listen.
We still are.
Nah, we should be.
But there should be no close games is what you're saying.
No, not in that. Not in basketball, stop. Nigga. Do you remember the Dream Team?
Who's the best player in the NBA?
Who's the best player?
Right.
One player. Are we doing anecdotally now?
No, I'm just want to ask. Is it?
Who's Caitlin Clark.
No, she might be. She might be, nigga, while you play it. But for real, who's the best player in the
LeBron.
NBA? Still, you think it's LeBron?
I do.
Mm. Right now, it's
I think
Joker.
Right now it's LeBron.
Nah.
No, right now it's Joker.
Yeah, it is.
I don't like Joker though. So
it doesn't matter if you
didn't
like
he just
this
beat
is
Joker.
Not, well, this isn't. This is
didn't he just
you
beat
like
Joker
him.
Though?
Yeah. So again, this is a team sport. I'm not saying.
Oh, so why'd you bring an individual? That's what I'm saying.
Because
what
you're
are
talking,
doing?
Because you're talking about it.
LeBron is the biggest player in the league. Period. Joker
biggest
is not.
Player. Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, no, we're talking. You're talking about popularity.
We're talking about best or biggest? Because no, I said biggest.
No,
that's all things considered. That's all things considered. LeBron is the biggest player in the NBA.
Okay, I'm gonna need you to stop moving these goalposts because at first you were talking about that there should be no competition between the Americans and anybody else.
There shouldn't.
And I'm telling you that that's not true. The best people aren't even from America right now. The best person isn't from America right now.
So.
So
if you just said it was a team game,
I understand that
these niggas been playing basketball with each other for 30 years because they were all on AAU teams. They all know each other. There's no reason why we shouldn't still be the most dominant force when it comes to basketball or American football. There should be no contender that
definitely
can even
American
step up
football.
To us.
So do you
it's
not
dream, even in the name, like
the dream,
American football.
Yeah, the Dream Team demolished every. There was not even a chance, and that's how it should be.
Yeah, but how many?
It's
how
only
many
one foreign, Joker, my nigga. How
no,
many
no,
niggas
no.
on Joker's
many,
team are
how
Joker?
How many foreign players were in the league at that time?
Yeah.
Lots.
Nowhere near.
There were
and,
lots.
Not
and,
in 92.
Hold on.
No.
And the foreigners played for us, too.
Yeah, not in 92.
Like, Pager,
what do you mean?
Pager played for us.
But he was not. But he was a foreigner.
Right. He didn't play for his country.
No,
he played
no,
for
no.
us.
But what I'm saying, though, is that you guys.
Berkeley played for his
here's
country,
Here's the problem, right? I think that you're I hate to say this, you guys are too shallow to have known that there were foreign players playing back then. No, we just didn't give them credit. My niggas, stop it.
No.
These niggas now, they just call him, like, for instance, Giannis, right? Giannis is not African. He's Greek. Or is he African? Or is he Greek? I don't know.
That's, he's still foreign. Matter. It's all foreign.
It does matter. No, it does
it
matter.
It's all foreign.
It
it's
does
not American.
Matter. Let me explain why it matters. Because Dikembe Mutombo would come here, and they wouldn't give a fuck where he was from. They were just talking about, oh, Dikembe's on this team. And that's how they did it back then. Tony Kucho, yeah, you knew he was. He never talked about Serbia or wherever the fuck
Croatia.
He was from. Croatia. Same little region. They never really talked about it unless they were saying he was soft. Other than that, they never really talked about it. Now they lead with that.
When did they start talking about it?
Was probably
it,
about
was it Dirk? Was it Yao? Like
Dirk.
Because I remember, yeah, because I knew about. It was one of them that they actually started making it a point.
Dirk was the best player in the league in some of his career.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he was not considered. He was not considered foreign. I mean, he was the first one that was considered a foreign, like where they pushed it a lot. Mm-hmm. Where that was, they led with that.
Yeah.
They didn't lead, and there was many guys in the league back then.
So
like
French
that.
Reggie?
No, that stat is based on what they used to consider foreign. We
what
can't
are you
use
talking
that.
About?
Whatever stat you're about to pull out.
What are you talking about? So, get the fuck out of here with that.
Stats you're going to pull out.
What do you consider foreign then?
That's what I'm saying.
So like, what do you consider foreign?
I consider foreign to be somebody who's not born here.
Okay.
So, that's what the stat represents,
that's,
right?
That's what this stat is talking about.
Right, but so, listen. No, let me tell you how confusing it is. Because French Reggie is not really from here, but we say he is. He's American, but he's not really.
If I was an athlete, I would have to, I can play for Team USA.
No,
because I have an American
passport.
You're
missing passport. My point. 15 years ago.
I mean, they could, too. They choose to play for their country.
15 years ago, they would say French Reggie is American.
Mm-hmm.
Now they say he's Haitian.
Yep.
They would call you Haitian.
No,
now.
They would call me American because of my American passport.
That's what you think. Trump is about to fix all this.
Now, if I was an NBA player, they would label, because guys like,
nigga, you missing.
Not after that first interview.
Not that first pop-up.
How do you think he played tonight for Dreddy?
Like, Jason Pierre-Paul, he's an NFL player. He's Haitian, but they consider him American.
Right.
You know?
Right, because
is that why that nigga fucking blew up his fingers?
No. But that's a perfect example. The NFL has not assimilated to that. The NFL, the NFL.
Yeah, they have a whole Hispanic month.
They don't know. They don't push
foreign
players.
It's different. It's different.
Giannis is pushed for being a foreigner. Mm-hmm. They don't push NFL players as foreign. And that's what the difference is in now and then. That's why there are all these foreign players. They were before too.
Bro, I understand we have foreign players, but they weren't as many as fucking that were good. Let's be clear. In 92, let's just be clear.
Arvydas Sabonis.
He did. He was some fucking in even the league in 92.
No. What I'm saying is, there were players then, they were great. It's just they were not pushed the same because we didn't give them the chance. Now, we pretend like these other countries are more important.
I'm talking about how many of them were good enough to play in the fucking NBA.
They were, and they were in the NBA, but they were never credited as being foreign because it wasn't a thing yet.
Regardless of being...
I don't believe that. So we were calling them Americans?
No, yes. We weren't saying anything.
No,
it was ambiguous.
Drazen Petrovic was never ambiguous.
I'm going to tell you when it started for real.
Which was a nigga that fucking...
I'm going to tell you when it started for real.
When?
Toronto and...
Vancouver
became a team.
And that's where I'm trying to go.
Two national anthems, and that's when they started to my foreign. Before that, nigga could be foreign. Nobody gives a fuck.
But
now it's like, oh, the league is full of foreigners. It always was.
It always was.
My nigga, yes, it was.
It had foreigners, but this now it has way more foreigners than ever.
I think there's more now than before.
The WNBA sucks back in the day, and it sucks now, but they propagandized you, and now you're like, oh, it's so great. Oh, there's so many foreign players. No, there wasn't. No, there's not that. There are a lot of foreign players, but there always were a lot of foreign players.
Yeah, I'm saying this, but I don't think Jimmy Mack's point is about...
Were they really getting number one picks from France and all that kind of stuff back then,
though? That's what I'm saying. They was not getting number one picks from France, number one picks from China, number one picks from Greek. Well, 15.
Tim Duncan is what?
He's from the Caribbean.
Stop, my nigga. What are y'all talking about? These great-ass players been playing forever.
Hold up. So I didn't even know that.
Yes.
No, I didn't even know that.
The greatest point power forward ever is not American.
But he played for Team USA.
No,
he's not American.
No.
He wasn't born in America.
What island is he from?
Oh, the Virgins.
That is US. Virgin Islands.
It's not a US Virgin. There's British Virgin Islands too.
So what? He's not from the British.
How do you know? Which
because
one is
he from? He's from the US Virgin Islands.
No, what island?
It's the US.
What island, nigga?
What island, nigga?
What island?
Let me look it up because he's a U.S.
The
Virgin
U.S.
Island.
Virgin Islands are not the USA. Look at it again. They're territories. They're not.
Yeah, Puerto Rico is USA.
Puerto Rico is. It's a state. It's like a territory, right? No,
it's not a territory.
It's actually part of the United States.
Yeah.
You can use your driver's license there. They can use theirs.
Niggas in Puerto Rico.
So do you need a passport to go to the U.S. Virgin Islands?
No.
The U.S. Virgin Islands? I think you do.
passport?
I think you do for the U.S. Virgin Island. Not Puerto Rico, but I think you do for the Virgin. I don't know.
Maybe.
Though.
It's always
I don't know, but I don't think you can because I've been there. Nonetheless, but the point I was making, though, and I know I was being silly, but I think...
So he's from St. Croix.
St. Croix is not a U.S. Virgin Islands.
It just says right here, St. Croix, relax, U.S. Bro. Virgin Islands.
I said it's not. Is it? Relax, bro.
Well, you question. Said it is not.
Don't is say, it? I said it's not. Is
don't say it's not.
Give me
is
a
it?
Second to say, is it, nigga?
Shit.
So you were saying that foreign players was always been around.
They were always here, man.
But you don't think Jimmy Mack is saying that, yes, foreign players has always been around, but the foreign players of today are completely better than the foreign players of the past.
There's more of them,
too. And there's more of them. So now back then, there was only one foreign player in the NBA that was representing another country. Now, in that other country, there's like four or five of them. Serbia got like, the whole starting lineup is in the league, outside of like one nigga.
And let's France, be clear. Let's got, be clear.
Yeah, before, France, but hold on.
Before Kobe came back, the U.S. was catching L's in the oblique.
By Argentina.
Kobe came back to life?
No. They came to play for the the Olympic
Jesus
niggas.
Moment.
No.
That'd be funny though if he did, right? That would be some shit, Kobe.
Nah, bro,
I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Fuck you.
Only Kobe. I don't know if I'm laughing at shit. Like, yeah.
I'm trying to find another planet to get on.
How'd you do this?
The point you're making though is that the league now has
the world has more, caught up.
More, caught up to basketball.
No. I don't agree. Nigga, what are we doing?
Bro.
Listen, I don't give a fuck who's on Serbia's team if they're all start. They're not the best players in the NBA. They're not.
We were down 13 in the fucking fourth quarter. 15 in the fourth quarter.
We're not saying all
that. Name me the 10 first players on the USA team. Go.
The what?
No, don't even name the starters. Name the second team on the NBA on the Olympic USA team.
Tatum.
Give me a fucking break.
Anthony Davis.
Give me a break.
Coming off the bench, y'all.
Right, who's next?
Edwards.
Fucking Edwards. Give me a break.
Coming off the bench.
Who else?
Halliburton.
Halliburton. Come
coming
on,
off
man.
The bench.
Who's the fifth? And who's the fifth guy coming off the bench?
Bam.
Bam out of body. Nigga, fuck y'all. Fuck all of y'all. That's all I got
Derek
to say.
Derek White.
Get the fuck out of
here. I feel
that.
Look, them names, second squad should have been running shit.
And they talking about we like against close games. It shouldn't be close games.
I'm going to tell you right now. Next Olympics. When LeBron, KD, Steph, them niggas ain't there.
Yeah,
I'm interested to see how these niggas fare.
Well, that's when
me
Anthony
too.
Edwards, Tatum, and them gotta become what?
Because when we ever had just young niggas, like when LeBron and fucking D Wade and all them niggas was young, we was catching L's.
But those niggas are not gonna be young. Tatum's gonna be 4 years from now. Tatum's gonna be considered.
They shouldn't have been catching L's, my nigga. We have to have some pride.
And in those years, they didn't play the LeBron and the Carmelos.
I get
they sat on the bench.
Yeah,
Lamar
they sat
Odom
them,
and
yeah.
them was the one playing.
Mm-hmm.
I get French not having any pride because he don't fuck with us. He don't even like Black Americans. But you nigga,
I don't.
What are you talking about, bro? Have some fucking pride in yourself.
No. Having
Derek
pride.
Derek White being the 12th nigga. Fuck you.
Even 12.
I don't even know what that was
about. They were saying Jalen Brown was supposed to be there.
No. Derek White represented himself fucking well.
Of course he did, because he's a good fucking two-way player.
Listen, I just saw this nigga in college. I saw a college highlight film of Derek White.
He was
White.
Crazy.
This nigga is a baller. I don't
but
know
that was D2, though.
He's better than Jalen Brown, though.
And
D2
defense,
highlight.
That's what the coach said. He said, "Who? No,
Jalen Brown played D.
Grant Hill, right? Not better than Derek White.
Right.
That's why they picked him, for the D.
And again, this is, you don't, how many fucking alphas do you need? This is why I'm tired of this shit, right?
Like
this
the nigga, Lakers when they lost? No, what was it? When they had everybody?
No, Tatum has been crying, and you've been hearing this shit this whole fucking offseason about how many times he got a DNP for coach's decision and didn't play. And it's like, okay, my nigga, do you want the gold or not? Like,
right.
it you got the gold, so nothing else really should matter. But you over here crying about, and so are all the fucking Boston Celtic fans, about how much this nigga didn't play.
It's because the year he had.
You already had a fucking great year, but now you
That's
got a gold on top
sit
of it.
Sit your ass down.
That's
shit.
Why. You made
one
all
year,
NBA. You won the finals.
One year in a whole season, like seasons and seasons. Of course, somebody's going to play over you. They got more accolades than you.
Yeah, Kevin Durant's going to play
it.
Over you.
And then let's be clear. I watched the games. When he got in the game,
he didn't
I was about to say, he might have started
making overly
moves
impressed.
Or something.
But he didn't start, so you have to.
He was the first time I saw, like, why plus minus matter. You know how, because this is one of those stats people like to talk about, but like, if you, but he was really creating a plus minus problem.
Was he considering, he's getting a minus?
Yes.
Because, like, it's not like he didn't score, but it's just his defense. And just rotation-wise, it fucked up everybody else.
My problem with what you guys are saying is that you have no pride. I know why you do.
Get the fuck out of here.
You have no pride in America, bro.
It's not about not having no pride.
The Dream Team had alphas out their ass.
I think 4 years from now, we're still going to
win. They weren't. I mean, they were. Hey, but there was a lot of alphas that were fucking, like, Larry Bird. He's an alpha. That nigga was so old, he really wasn't the...
It don't matter if you're the legend, nigga. Larry Legend, you can be 100, nigga. People won't respect you. And they
Okay, let's talk about it. Uh-huh. Who was the best team? Who was the best player in 92?
Jordan.
Nope.
Jordan.
No,
Paul
he
Malone,
was not.
Karl Malone.
Nope.
Jordan.
Or no. Barkley?
Barkley. Okay. No, Barkley Jordan. Was the best player in the Olympics.
No,
look
bullshit.
The stats up.
Not stats, my nigga.
He dominated. Come on, bro.
Did you watch the games?
Yes, but who didn't watch the fucking Dream Team?
Okay. Yeah, we're recording. Yep.
Charles Barkley was that dude
Charles
that
Barkley,
nobody had a fucking answer for.
Bullshit.
Period.
Charles, but they changed the rule because his fat ass was just backing. And Charles Barkley's one of my. I'm a Phoenix Suns fan when they
don't call him
beat
fat then.
No, that fat nigga used to use back. They had to change the rules because
his
fat
original
ass.
Zion,
that's the later. Is, that's the later
I,
Charles
and
Barkley.
And that's how I beat French if I ever play him. Just letting you know. I'm a Charles Barkley that nigga. And it's going to be he's not going to be able to do anything with that. He thinks he's like, oh, no, I get you now. No, nigga.
I got
years of fat leg strength in me,
that's
nigga.
The older Charles Barkley. The fucking the young, Charles, yeah,
the lean one,
yeah, the catch the
skinny
rebound,
yeah,
and go coast to coast, yeah, dunking on niggas like that. Charles Barkley again, the mount, he was 6'6",
yeah,
just dominating in the paint,
yeah. So what? But okay, that year Jordan was the better player that year. You might say that he was better at the Olympics,
yes,
but that year Jordan was
no,
the best
sure
player in the league. That's what I thought
yeah
you were talking
yeah
about.
Yeah, no, for sure,
but
in the league.
What I'm trying to say though is there were a bunch of alphas, and they still beat the brakes off them niggas. It was like. And I know what you're saying. Oh, but those guys weren't in the NBA. Okay,
well, no, they were. They already talked about being in awe, right? Like they, if you go back and watch mm-hmm any of that time, mm-hmm the people that they played, they talked about like we were in awe of these motherfuckers coming to our sport. Because again, it's the first time we ever allow professionals mm-hmm to represent us. When other people have been letting pros
yeah
play, we've been sending our college niggas. Our college niggas got beat, and we're like,
our
fuck that.
Can beat.
We're like, fuck
which,
that. We're
which
not,
I don't think should have happened either, but hey.
We're not doing that. No, they hadn't been, right? They were doing all right up until that last year when they got beat. And we're like, you know what? We're not doing this no more.
Okay, so how about this?
Well, they also got the ability to, because they weren't allowed to use pros, but then they actually, like, went.
Right,
because they appealed it because they're like, y'all paying for them to spend their whole life training. How do you think they you know, they family get supported and all that whatnot?
Right.
These are professionals too, so, yeah.
Do you, I hear what you guys are saying about the foreign players being better. Is it possible that our stars are not as starry as they were before?
Is it possible that we're going and looking more outside of the U.S. to find these players for the NBA, and so now when we're going against
this
teams,
is a
we have less of our own and more of our own going and playing for other countries?
I think that's what they were saying, though.
No, we're not saying that. You made it seem like we're saying fuck America because we're just going to get.
That's not what he said.
That's not what I said.
But I don't think most of our
to be looking out more. Like, look at this year's draft.
The pool we have is not as good because we're looking outward.
Right.
Yeah, so it is, yeah, because before we used to mostly look
this
domestically.
Year's draft, this draft.
Now
we're
looking worldly. So because of that, some niggas in France are going to be better than niggas in Arizona now.
Well, it's the nigga that's here that's probably better than that nigga from France ain't getting a chance because we looking at this nigga from France.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
that nigga might be better than that nigga from France. He ain't playing in the league. He ain't playing in the Olympics.
I think one thing that's really hurting us domestically is the AAU circuit. It's not like teaching true development basketball anymore. So I think that's what's going to hurt younger Americans as the sports continue to grow, mm-hmm, where they will probably look different compared to a European player or even a player from like the Sudan team.
Man, I'm telling you, that's
years
what
from
I was just
now,
gonna say.
They're going to be 10, okay because of length, height, athleticism.
20? I'm going to give them niggas 10 years from now. I mean, because again,
they're still going to lose to certain teams like France, Serbia,
bro. They've
teams that are already
they have that camp
developed
already out
things
there.
Things can change from then, though.
The African,
like,
they got,
and money will follow the talent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The Africa, you are NBA.
NBA Africa is a real thing.
It's a fucking deal out there. Like they got camps where these African niggas is just out there just doing nothing but basketball.
Do they have AAU for girls yet?
Yeah.
For girls,
yeah, Caitlin Clark, all of them was in the AAU.
Oh, really? Wasn't like that back in the day, right? That's newer.
Yeah, I think that's newer.
That's
gotta be newer.
When you mentioned something about like how the NFL don't promote it, I think the NFL is about to start heading that way.
Of course.
That's why they're doing those games in Germany. That's why they're doing those things. Flag
they
football
are.
Is about to be in the Olympics now.
Yeah.
So yeah, like breakdancing.
Oh,
break.
We can't do that.
No, the breakdancing was disrespectful.
That Australian bitch that
was funny as fuck.
I saw a windshield wiper on the back of the car.
She didn't get the memo, yo.
Bro, they had a windshield wiper on the back of the car that was her body, and her legs was the windshield wiper part, and it was just going back and forth, just back and forth. And I was like, who the fuck already made, who manufactured already a windshield wiper that fucking for this broad? And then they're talking about there's this conspiracy that she fucking did some shit to get her on the team. Like she, you know, canceled out real break dancers and shit. I saw this shit where it was like the gold medalist, right? Not even the fucking Australian chick, but the bitch who won the gold medalist versus an 8-year-old Asian dude. And this 8-year-old kid is out there damn near doing fucking gymnastics, right? This nigga's out here doing wild shit. And versus what, and I was like, this has gotta be some weird shit. And it got to the point where people were asking, did they even know that there was an audition? Did you know that there was an opportunity for you to do this in your country? Like, it seemed like there was a silent auction for these niggas to get their spot on the fucking thing. Like, oh, wait a minute, I could have broke this? Like, I didn't know that. Like, damn, I'm fine with it. Right, I'm fine with this shit. Because I'm telling you, I be on Twitter and it's one of the funniest things. Like, I always see these Asian kids. They be battling each other at the fucking bus stop or something. Like, they'll just come up to each other and they drop their backpack and get to going. And these motherfuckers are doing
like
fucking...
Crumpin. Remember Crumpin?
Yeah. These niggas are doing fucking...
They didn't have Crumpin in the Olympics.
They really should.
These motherfuckers is doing like, what is like the pommel horse thing? What are those
windmill
things? Windmill. No, not the
flares,
windmills.
The flares.
Flares, right. They're down here busting flares fucking to windmills to fucking all the... On concrete.
Bro.
And I'm like, these little niggas is wilding. And then I saw this bitch like have a seizure on the fucking dance floor. And when she did... when she crossed her hands like this, nigga, and just tapped the ground a couple times, like that move, I was like... Man, she
was like the least amount of effort.
Man, she was. I felt like she was really trolling. I ain't gonna lie.
Why did she become the most popular person out of there though? With a score of zero,
I saw no one
because it was
but
a score of zero.
She had so many articles written about her.
I only saw her. I didn't see any other contestants.
No. She has a PhD in breakdancing. I didn't even know they did that.
I saw a thing where it was like, well, you know what?
How do you become a doctor?
That
of breakdancing?
Has to be some
like,
bullshit.
What is the thesis statement you have to write for
Dr.
your PhD?
Dance.
No, so bro,
how the inner city. Crafted graffiti, hip hop, and breakdance.
And then I saw some shit where they called her husband out, bro, because they were like, "This is her. This is her trainer.
They about to cancel her.
This is her trainer and mentor, right?
That bitch finna be in a movie. What you talking about?
Like the Hakua bitch? Like you? Yes. Know, like yes. She finna cash out.
Yes. Yeah. They gonna know who she is.
No, thank you. No breakdancing. No crumping. And no flag football. No, thank you. Let's
flag football is a real thing.
No, let's do real sports.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Let's not do the Ocho. Like, that was
look,
a thing,
I'm
right?
I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting, y'all.
Flag football?
No, I'm just waiting because y'all, you know.
Flag football is legit.
You know the X Games, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know the X Games was really just like skateboarding and like BMX and that, you know, like them kind of sports, right?
Yeah.
Y'all know that Call of Duty is a part of X Games now, right?
Oh,
because of esports? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if Call of Duty is a sport now, oh, y'all finna see some shit in these Olympics now.
No, but the funny thing is, like, when they had dodgeball, 3.2. 3.2 on.
Oh, you're talking about a movie.
2.5.
No, that movie was funny.
Dodge
you got to give it 3 at least.
Yeah.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. It's not 2.5.
That was the funniest part of the fucking movie. That was the funniest part of the movie. That shit had me dying.
And like the first time somebody got hit with something and fell out. That was it. And that's it. After that, it was stupid.
Ball me, Blazer. Like,
I don't remember that part.
They don't make movies like that no more.
They can't.
They can't. There's too many. They get canceled, bro. Yeah. They get canceled. The last movie we got like that was probably Talladega Nights.
Nobody makes people.
No. Superbad, right?
Oh, Superbad.
Yeah, Superbad.
Whatever that genre Superbad. Was of Superbad.
Yeah.
40-year-old virgin, Superbad, yeah, knocked up. That's the last one. Those are the last group
Seth
of movies.
Rogen's.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
Bruh, I'm good, though. No thanks. No flag.
But what I was
going to
say is, like, in that, they made fun of, and I think they made it up at the time, like the Ocho, ESPN 8, right? Like, is where you find all of these obscure fucking sports, like dodgeball and fucking wild and out shit.
Foosball?
They really do have an Ocho now. They do really have an ESPN Ocho with all of these fucking random ass sports that you've never heard of before, like breakdancing. And for that to actually be an Olympic event.
Pickleball. What the fuck are we doing?
What is that? That's just that's like
human ping pong or something. Yeah, yeah.
White people love pickleball.
I saw a chick with a volleyball on a ping pong table, and they were hitting it back and forth with their feet and all kind of shit. What?
Yeah. People be trying to make up what games all the time. Just like
water polo is different, bro.
If you follow kids that play baseball or are interested in baseball, there's all kinds of these games that they be making. Just like they have like cap baseball where they pitch with bottle caps and they have like a little stick and try to hit it.
I'm good. Frisbee golf.
I'm good, bro.
Frisbee golf or disc golf.
Ultimate frisbee.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Disc golf.
Do we have any topics?
Jamie Mack.
We're just gonna keep doing this.
Listen.
You didn't see me. I was like this the whole time.
He was.
I don't know what that really was. What is that?
I was showing the time.
Everybody knows but Mac.
I mean, all I see is his screensaver says 8:30. Like, I know.
But when you were talking, it was showing it.
Okay. That's all I know.
Well, I thought you saw the thing.
Hey, can I say one thing without having to get back into all this, Mac?
For sure.
I need you guys to have more pride in America, okay? Thank you.
No doubt. I mean, I love America.
No, moving forward.
USA. USA.
You can't even say that with an English accent. My nigga, it's over for you. It's curtains.
What the fuck?
I was finna say something, but then I was like, nah.
Oh.
It's on Slack.
I was going to Google. They look kind of similar. Yeah, it's right above each other and shit.
French, you know what though? You can come visit, bro. I'll make sure like I put you on my
I'm good, bro.
I'll put you on my visit list.
I mean, hey. Yeah, listen, you can't let them push you out, French Reggie.
They won't push me out.
All right.
Okay, won't.
I like the way you roll your eyes. Like,
rights?
Rights is like, look, you think you got rights until you don't. Like, rights are so fickle.
Yeah.
Like, human born, but God given.
That don't even make any sense. Like, that don't even mean anything. God given rights means nothing.
Nothing.
It means nothing.
Nothing.
Especially if they don't believe in God.
Exactly.
And which
God? And then we got to figure out which God gave you that.
Like, how do you prove that?
Apollo gave me that right. Like Apollo.
That's funny. You said how they going to prove it. They going to fight. They going to go to war. That's how they going to prove that shit, whoever's left.
That's funny.
We don't respect Apollo as a God, so sorry.
All right. So with all of us having kids except for French Reg, is there an option or is it debatable? I was just talking to somebody. That relationships are easier. Okay, I'm sorry. That
they're all yours, pretty much. So you can go whatever order you want to go in.
Right. That the relationships are easier without kids.
Relationship between a man and a woman.
I mean, yeah, a romantic relationship
between a man and a woman.
I guess. I mean, I don't know what.
It's 2024, bro.
You gotta call it because I don't know that.
Because you can have a dude, and they can somehow have one. So you know,
between a man and a woman,
a butt baby.
Yeah. No. Like. Yeah. That's a real talk. They had. I saw some shit. That,
don't get distracted.
No,
bro.
No. I saw. No. Stop.
And he saw some shit related to what?
To what he's just talking about. Because I said this genre too, where he said that it don't make it like that. Good Boys. I don't know if anybody's seen that. I'm gonna give
it a
4.
Movie?
Yeah.
Good Boys.
Yeah. The title alone can't make it a 4.
Is that it's like a kid movie. And they're like friends, and then at the end of the movie, they like we're not gonna see each other much anymore.
At the end, yeah, I think so. But they're like 12
year olds. With John Cena?
No.
Oh, I've seen it though.
It's 12 year olds. And they're like, you know, trying to figure out some shit. And they were talking about where the tampon is. Like, yeah, you know, you girls put that in their ass so they don't have so they can't get pregnant.
That's a pretty good movie. I would say that's about a 4.
Yeah. Okay. Because of the name. Get the fuck out of here, Fridge Reggie. Just because. What do you want? Bad Boys?
Just a more clever title. But it's all good.
The original Bad Boys, a 4 as well. Not with the black people.
Hmm? You said it was called Good Boy or Good Boys?
Good Boys.
I think it's Good Boy. Good Boys.
2019?
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a new thing. Okay.
Yeah, it's a new movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, newer
they,
movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they still have a place where they're raunchy.
What's the original Bad Boy without Martin Lawrence and Will Smith in it?
With Sean Penn.
Yeah.
With Sean Penn and the fucking Mexican nigga where they were in the fucking...
The child center. The juvenile. Catholic school
juvenile facility.
Yeah.
Where
he got raped.
The black dude did. Yeah. And he killed the one dude's brother, you know, running away from a crime and all that shit. Yeah. That shit was real. That was gritty. That shit
I don't remember it enough to give it a score, but I knew it was good.
Yeah, that shit had me... That was one of those scare straight movies for me. It was like, I don't want to
get a dick in your ass? What?
I don't want a dick in my ass, but I don't want to live like that. Like, I don't want to, if this is what the some juvenile facilities, they made it seem real penitentiary like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, niggas was dying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And getting raped.
Yeah.
So, yeah, as a juvenile facility, I thought that was kind of reserved for prison.
Do you think that rape thing is real, or you think that's just something they do as a scare tactic?
In prison?
Yeah.
No, in prison, I think it's real.
Really?
I think because niggas be deprived, right? Like, I mean, yeah. And they gonna get something.
I guess. I don't know, man.
I mean, there's enough, I think, of the ones that want to give it to you, right? Like, you got enough volunteers.
Yeah.
To where only assholes get raped.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I think that some people be, you know, cuffing. You know what I mean? Like, because I've seen a fight, and I heard about people, you know, in jail fighting over niggas. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that's my bitch. You know what I mean? That type of shit.
Like a new white dude comes, like, Mac is like, yo, that's mine.
No, like, this nigga.
Mess no darkies, but I like that little white one.
Nah, like, that nigga, you know, this nigga switched cells. This nigga switched cells, and it's like, nah, just because you switch a cell and you got a new celly, nigga, you still my meat, nigga.
That'd be trouble, Mac. I don't know how you do that. If you ever go to prison, you couldn't choose white there.
See, the funny thing is, nigga, you're hilarious, right? Thanks. You understand Thank that? You.
I know I'm the funniest guy on the show.
I understand that. That's fine. But, you know, me and your dad ain't too different, first off.
You and my dad?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Because we both like white girls, so stop.
No.
So stop. So I don't know why you be fucking with me. Do you fuck with that nigga like that?
Well, I've never heard him say disparaging things about black women.
No, but I don't say disparaging things about all black women.
Only the dark ones.
No, only the ratchet ones.
Only the brown to dark ones.
No, I don't. You know, again, there's an attitude. It's not a color.
Necrotic is the word you use.
Right. But again, that's a color.
She wasn't a hood.
Necrotic is a color.
She wasn't a hood chick. No, that means dead. It's death.
But that's the color. When something's dead, have you seen gangrene? Have you seen gangrene? That's necrotic.
You're saying this girl is necrotic colored. Death colored.
Have you seen gangrene?
No, that's not what I'm... No, listen to what I'm asking you. You're saying that a woman...
I've seen gangrene.
A living, breathing woman from Africa is necrotic. She's the color of death.
Have you seen gangrene?
Are you answering my question? It doesn't seem like you're answering my question.
I'm telling you that it's the same color as this nigga's toes that I saw.
For the record, necrotic, relating to or characterized by the death of cells in an organ or tissue due to disease, injury, or failure of the blood supply.
What color does it say it is, Pac?
It doesn't mention a color.
Okay, so we're talking about death.
No,
you're saying this bitch is death color.
I've seen it.
You've seen what?
Necrotic. I've seen fucking a motherfucker who had gangrene in his feet and his toes were fucking necrotic.
Let me just ask you a question.
They were the same color as that chick. So what do you want me to do?
We can sew this up real quick with just one simple question.
If I was making a color crown box, they would be a necrotic crown.
If you were in prison and it had been like 30 years and you had to bust a nut and you couldn't masturbate, right? And two new fish walked in.
Nope.
One of the fish is off-white, light-skinned, white, type-ish. And the other one is necrotic. Which one you picking?
Off-white, light skin, night. So what's
off-skin, lightish? Like, you know, I'm maybe ambiguous a little bit, but definitely whiter, fairer skinned, or a necrotic new fish. Which one you picking? You have to fuck with them.
Nope.
Because this is the way it is. This in my hypothetical, it just that's the way it is.
No.
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 You're picking that. No, all right, already know.
No.
We'll vote for you.
But it's funny though, right? Because me and Pac was just talking about this, right?
Uh-oh.
The other day. And Pac was like, I've known you longer than all these niggas.
Okay.
And it wasn't until you moved into the house that you live in now that I knew even knew you even like white girls.
This is the truth. I had no clue until we had a conversation on the couch one day. Yeah.
That's because this nigga like white girls too. It's both of y'all.
So why would that prevent him from knowing?
Hold on. You're not terrible. You're not wrong. You're not wrong about that.
But, he was married. So
hold on.
He was also a married man for a long time. So.
That don't mean shit.
Yeah, but
what has that got to do with anything? The point is that, like I was telling him, I said the reason why I didn't know. I said, because whenever we talked about females or we were like, look at pictures or you know, be like, man, this bitch is bad. It was always a black chick.
That's his beard.
It was always a black chick. It would be ranges, but it was always a black chick.
It was never a black chick. It was
my skin tone? There was never super dark, exactly. Ethiopian, African. No, nothing like that. But they was all black chicks,
okay.
Which was completely different than what I was doing. So I knew what I was doing, but I had no clue.
Is that a California thing? Because I've heard that a lot about
The white girls?
California niggas
kind of
do not like black girls. Like, no, I hear that a lot. Whoa, whoa. I hear that
that's
a lot.
That, no, that's no, not. No, that's not.
That is not a California
that's
thing.
That's not a California thing. But I can speak for Noor. But NorCal, there's just so many of them, is really what it is.
Well, America is
there's
full
just,
of
no, 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 no. In NorCal, there's just so many of them.
There are a lot of Asians.
There's just a lot. And it's just, it's a common thing.
Think about the place. Mexico is a lot of Mexicans. There's a lot of Asians, Filipinos
right? Like,
there's
well,
a lot.
You remember China? They actually had them building the railroad and shit. And
there's a lot. Okay. So there's so many. There's so many of them. It's almost like that's just normal.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but
yeah.
That doesn't mean you shouldn't like black women.
No, no.
Like
it's
that.
Actually funny because my brother came to visit. Right. My brother came to visit, and he said specifically, "Don't show me no white girls. There's plenty of them back home. I want a genuine Georgia peach," which meant he wanted a black girl.
He wanted some ass.
That's what. So we went to the club. He did not want to go where, like, he was like, no, there's all these white girls at home.
Good
like,
for
I want
him.
A Georgia peach.
Good for him, except when he goes home. But good for him here.
If he does get, it'll be a Hmong chick, but
Asian.
Hmong?
Well, you said Hmong. Asian. I'm saying Hmong.
Hmong, yeah.
Is that not
Mongolian, right?
But yeah, that's
no,
that,
no, Hmong.
No,
is,
Hmong no, is not Mongolian.
Yeah, no.
And what that's is, a, oh, okay.
That's the name of the country,
right? And that's oh, and that's shit. That's what
that?
They go by. That's what they
that?
Identify.
And they go by it.
Where
yeah.
is that at?
And I believe it starts with an H too.
What yeah, it does.
Hmong starts with an H.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
It does.
Where is
right?
that place?
I'm not.
Don't say Asia.
I'm not sure.
Is it like Laos?
I think it's an island.
Like
I don't know.
Somewhere down there, by Vietnam.
Right. So maybe because what you can do. And because I've learned that way, you can't confuse those two.
You cannot confuse.
Oh,
what?
You better not do it in, not
what,
in front
Cambodia
of them.
Cambodia and Vietnam?
No, the Laotians and the Vietnamese.
Oh, yeah, you
don't,
can't.
Don't
yeah,
do
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Because I
even, though they, even though they're the same motherfuckers.
Yes, they are. It's like Dominicans and Haitians.
As a matter of fact, the North Viet Cong, dang, I've never even seen that word, bro.
I'm showing them.
Southwest China.
Yeah.
I've never even seen that word. During the Vietnam War, the North Vietnamese used to actually create their tunnels down through Laos.
Right. Mm.
So there's probably something there with why they don't want to be like, fuck y'all. Like,
yeah.
North Vietnam was communist.
I knew a Laotian chick and I called her Vietnamese and that was a problem.
Vietnamese are like the niggas though, right? And the Filipinos, I thought. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, they definitely are in
That's
Cali.
That's not true though.
Oh, so
to the Asian community, they are, though.
I know a lot of Vietnamese doctors, bro.
All I know is, when you say niggas.
We were just talking about.
When
like
you say niggas, you mean
them as
like
the lesser Asians.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Not
all I know is
successful.
That these niggas say nigga more than niggas.
Back in NorCal.
Bro, like,
I saw that and I was in the Navy, man. Yeah. There were some guys from Cali that were Filipino and something else. And they were just like,
yeah,
yo,
the word.
You can't say that, bro.
Right. They don't know they can't say
like, yes,
like
I can. At home I say this, I was like, no, you can't say that, bro.
They be in the hood, though. That's the thing.
That's the thing. They be in the hood.
They be in the hood.
White boy Rick can't say nigga.
It's actually funny though. It'd be like that though, because like my
white boy Rick was
I got a homeboy
that thing though, bro. I'm just saying like he, I don't know. He probably said nigga around niggas. Like I mean, like that's my nigga. Like
he probably did snitching on. Niggas. Snitching on niggas too.
Who's the whitest dude that can say nigga?
De Niro.
No way.
Saw him. I was watching Dirty Grandpa. He's like, can I say it? Can I say it? Dirty Grandpa 3.9.
Get out of here with
that. Dirty Grandpa's fucking hilarious. Dirty Grandpa's, when he's fucking in there naming all of fucking the Wu-Tang, DaRizza, fucking.
Isn't that the one with the guy from, like, High School Musical?
Zac Efron?
Zac Efron.
Yeah, it is. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, J-Mac, you want to know if it's easier if you have no kids?
You remember what I said?
Reggie said enough.
I said, look, remember I said, don't go out, don't get distracted by this, man.
You really
that was
did.
20
you
minutes
really
ago.
Did. Listen. You really listen. Did say that, too.
Listen. I'm like.
I said, Mac, don't get distracted. No, wait, hold on. I got to.
I'm like three stacks and be cool. I don't know why you give me a gun. Don't give me no gun, man. You know what I'm going to do with it. Like, don't get like
oh, shit.
Like, you be cool. 3.7.
I don't remember it.
I don't remember it either. I remember the name, but I can't tell you what happens.
Yeah, I don't even know
Travolta, Cedric, all of them motherfuckers. Yeah, okay.
I don't know why
it's,
I keep
it's
thinking.
It's the sequel. Or
it's the sequel to Shorty. Yeah, that's why I remember. Okay. Right. Yeah.
Is it a British movie?
No.
Okay.
No. And Three Stacks is.
That's right.
Like 2016 is my dad?
It's
probably
older.
Still around there.
It's older than that, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah, it's probably older than that. Yeah.
Can we get back to topic?
Okay.
Okay.
Don't give me no God.
You don't even remember the topic. You don't even remember when I said, hey, don't get distracted. What were we talking about when I said that?
We were talking about kids. No, and fucking making a relationship harder.
No, no, you just said,
well, no, that sounds like
we
got to
be more
aside.
Patriotic. Yeah, that's all I said. And then and then he had a movie reference to
I was like, don't get distracted.
Okay,
let me just say this.
Okay, let's take a shot to not being distracted.
Okay.
As we get distracted, to take the shot.
Television.
Shout out to Pac for bringing his own liquor.
I see that. That's very bougie of him. He's like, I don't want that cheap.
Actually,
shit.
I brought it to share, but he brought out the Ciroc, and I didn't
brought a swallow.
I didn't think we was supporting Puffy no more.
I didn't know that was enough.
That like, nigga brought a corner of a corner of a.
I just said we was gonna finish it off because when I was hearing the show, he kept talking about this tequila he has. I was just like, well, we'll finish this one off too.
You brought a fifth of a fifth.
But then he brought up vodka, and I'm like, I thought we wasn't fucking with Puffy no more.
I mean, they kicked him out of Ciroc, so.
Yeah, right. So we gotta celebrate. We gotta do we celebrate that? No, I don't know.
So we was supporting Ciroc at first because it was black owned business. So now that they didn't kick him out, is it still black owned or are we celebrating?
It was never black owned. Yeah. He was just a black face. Man.
Ah, well. Yeah. Fuck it then. I'll drink this then.
Yeah.
So Jim Mac, to answer your question, I don't have kids, but this is what I think. I think if the kid is unplanned, it makes the relationships harder.
Is that a real thing?
Let me just finish.
What, planning them?
Unplanned children. Is that a real thing?
Yes.
All of my kids.
Right. Like, I don't know. I thought he was asking the other way.
I've never had a planned kid.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm asking because all mine were planned. Because, yeah,
what age were you?
Or maybe my pullout game is just legit.
What was your...
I mean, I have no kids. I'm planning.
All of them are planned?
Yes.
How old were you, Pac? The first one.
Let's see. She's 16, so 16 years ago, 43 minus 16, whatever
you were
that
16?
Is.
So y'all sat
no,
down.
No, my daughter is 16.
Oh, okay.
I'm 43, so 43 minus 16.
Okay.
So y'all sat down and said, we about to do this.
No, what happened was I was doing my thing, and I said, you know what? I'm not pulling out.
Blah, that's blah, not blah. A plan.
So that's not a plan.
That's lazy, dude.
No, that's the plan because I'm shooting this in you, this is what's going to happen.
No, that's obvious.
If I don't want this to happen, I pull it out.
There's a chance your swimmers don't swim, though. You know,
but every shot is not a headshot.
But if I'm putting it in there, and I'm shooting it in there, that's the plan.
But
for
you
me.
Asked him his age. He was 27. Does that change things?
Yes. It's kind of like what I tell my daughter when she was. Oh, was I planned? I said for me, yes. For your mom, no.
That's not planned.
That's
bro.
Not a. Let's be clear.
I think both people need to be involved. Right.
That's that California.
That's called a trap.
She can be half unplanned then, I guess, because I knew what I was doing.
It's like a trap.
That's like out here where you can record. Only one person need to know. Where in California, you need to have
both people know.
Like, you can't record just one person not knowing it's being recorded.
Hey, but it's still legal, though, ain't it?
I think that the legal term is one-party consent, two-party consent.
Right. So you have to have two-party consent in California.
Places,
right.
Yeah.
Out here, it's just like, as long as I know I'm recording, it's good.
Yeah. Well, no. One person on the phone, one person in the conversation has to know.
Right. Like if I'm recording, and I know we're talking, and I'm recording.
But the way you said it made it seem like... It's like you were doing it to trick the other person. The idea here, the law is specific because the point is someone who's in that conversation needs to know that a recording is happening.
Right.
It can't be like the CIA recording.
Right. No,
they do.
The person that and I'm tricking. Like, right. I'm recording you
well,
without your consent.
Why are you tricking them?
Because, again, I don't want you to know you're being recorded.
Not telling them is not tricking them. Why are you tricking? See, like, why'd you make it nefarious?
Well, you said tricking. I just used your word.
Oh, yeah, you did say that word.
Yeah, because I was just saying, like, I need to know. Like, as long as I know I'm recording, we're good.
Yeah, and as long as they know they're recording,
I guess if they, yeah.
But, French, the reason why it matters is because when I was 18, I didn't have a plan of a lot of shit.
Oh, yeah, because you have a fresh child at 18.
Getting somebody pregnant when you're 18.
Yeah.
But if you going around and you ain't strapping up and you ain't pulling out, I'm sorry. You
not at 18. Stop it.
At 18, yeah. Yeah, 18.
I was fucking at 18, and I was doing that too, so.
Obviously, I was fucking at 18. And I didn't plan, and it wasn't a plan. And I think that because I was 18 was why there was no plan, and it just happened. Yeah.
But to French Reddy's point, I don't necessarily agree with that either.
Okay.
I don't think just because you plan.
That was Pac's plan.
No.
So
French
I'm
Reddy
saying,
said that if you plan it.
So I think if you plan it, both parties plan it, once the kid comes, because of having all that communication. The challenges that the kid will bring, I think the couple will be able to balance it out because this is something both.
You realize it's a shot, right? It's not like a guaranteed thing.
And
you're talking about a relationship with a woman. Nothing's guaranteed.
Yeah, I understand that. But he asked the question: is it easier in a relationship when you have kids or don't have kids? I'm saying
there's pros and cons to both.
Yeah, there's definitely pros and cons. I think it's completely easier if there's no kids because that's a third party you don't have to handle. You don't have to talk about. You don't have to babysit. You don't have to communicate. You don't have to finances. Don't have to get a lot of things.
But sometimes those things actually bring you closer as a couple. And there are some couples where if they don't have those things, there's too much pressure on the people to make each other happy.
This is why
I
was saying
that
if for the couples that actually sit down and play, like for me, me and my girl, we sit down and play when we want to have kids.
Yeah.
Like we already have like an age, 2-3 years from now. Like we already have
So y'all have a partial plan. A plan
Within that window, that's when we want to start, you know, because I'm also about to push 30. She's about to push 30. So there's an age thing, too. We want to.
Yeah.
So all of that. But we sit down and talk about it.
Try not to go past 35, bro.
Yeah, which is why, to this day, I still don't have kids because I don't want it. I don't want it.
Hey, you're the dude I was trying to be.
Yeah, I don't want it yet. So I
said I wouldn't have it until 34.
But then you planned it.
What happened is I adopted one.
Oh, you already was one in.
I adopted one.
Oh,
so
it kind of
just was already in. And then, like I tell everybody, when you have one, don't believe that shit. Because when you have one, it's easy. It's simple. Like, parenting is the easiest thing. When you have two, that shit changes.
That is if your one is an easy child. What if your one is a hard-ass child?
You mean like a special needs kid or something?
Autistic.
Well, badass
kid. Just a badass kid.
No, you right.
No,
you crazy. Mm. One kid, I don't care how bad you are. You're not badder than me.
Look, one kid is easy. You still outnumber them.
Yeah, true.
Y'all can plot against him. Wait till they outnumber you. When you outnumber you, it's different.
So I heard someone say it. I don't remember. It might have been you, Pac, but it might have been you, Fritz Reg. But it sounded like y'all said, like, I think it was you, Pac, that these kids bring you closer together. So there's something to that keep a nigga baby, right? Like, so you're saying that
I know what you're talking about. So I wasn't talking about the keep a nigga baby.
So
but.
You're saying, like, hey, let's just have a kid and that'll bring us closer together.
No.
That is a horrible decision. that's just not smart. What I'm saying is there are situations outside of that, right? Like there's progressions that people do. You know, like what's his name say? Meek Mill, there's levels to this shit, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can progress in your relationship or whatnot. And for some people.
That was a weird quote, bro. That was a weird call to.
I'm not just gonna steal the man's quote.
Yeah, but do you think he said that first?
I'm just thinking about that line.
He made it a hot line.
Shrek said it first.
I didn't say layers. I said levels.
He's like an onion.
Yeah, I said levels. But anyways, what I was saying was though is that there are some scenarios where doing that does like obviously if your shit's not going well, that's not gonna fix it. But there are some people that their shit is going real good, and that's like just what, you know, and it makes it progress even further. And then there are people who stay married for 50 years. You know, there's people that be married until they die type thing. But
you
I mean,
the kids,
I don't think
what keeps them together.
No, I just think that there's different circumstances. I think there's pros and cons to both. I think there's some people that the kids make the relationship easier.
But to Jamie Mack's question, I think it's easier if there's no kids involved.
What I'm saying is that. It can be either way. And it just depends on if you're talking about just tasks being done, that sort of thing. Because believe me, when you have a child, like things change. The woman's attention's different now. Yeah. Like how she spreads herself is different and whatnot. But if that's not there.
She don't bust it open like she used to.
If that's not there.
Yeah.
Then
it's
kind of more focused on you.
One of my biggest fears is to find a way to have empathy for the postpartum stage. Because part of me feels like I won't have the empathy because I'm like. It's been 7 months now.
That's too long.
I'm not even gonna speak on that.
They say that shit lasts 2 years after. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know when to have the empathy. Like,
anybody got time for that?
I'm with you though,
because that to me is still like one of the weirdest things.
That's one of my biggest fears. Because it's like there's a part of me that's gonna start to get logistical about the shit.
Get what?
Well, just think about it though. That same principle you just mentioned for postpartum, that applies to other things too. Just remember that.
Like what?
Like all kinds of things. What if your woman's a hypochondriac and she wants to keep telling you about how she has this pain and she wants you to listen to her, and eventually you're going to tell her to go see a doctor, and then she's going to think you don't care.
Because you said go see a doctor?
Yes.
When I got dry mouthedness.
Just listen to my story. Don't solve it.
Hey,
I see what you're saying.
No. If you want a good example of what I'm saying, go on YouTube and look at this video called It's Not the Nail. Or It's Not About the Nail.
Okay.
Literally, there's a YouTube video called It's Not About the Nail. No, it's an actual video called It's Not About the Nail.
This conversation?
Give me a nice
hey, how do you know this?
Give me a nice cliff note about it.
Because at work, they actually brought this up at one point and we had to watch it. But really what it is it's a woman and a man talking on the couch. They're a couple, and they're talking on the couch. And the camera views are the way that they are for a reason. Basically, she's talking about this pain in her forehead. She has this excruciating pain, and she's telling you how it feels. She's telling them how it feels and what it's doing to her and whatnot. And the camera's panning around the back of her and whatnot, and it comes around. And then finally, after a few minutes of the conversation, you see a fat-ass nail in her forehead. Mm. And he's looking at it like, okay. And she's telling him about how she feels and everything. Like that. And then finally, like after a couple minutes of that, he's like, why don't you just take the damn nail out of your head? And
you'll feel better.
You like, won't feel. It's not about the nail. And she gets mad at him and says, it's not about the nail. And she gets up and walks off.
Yeah, because
I want you to know how it feels to be thirsty.
Right, yeah. Right.
And empathize.
Empathize with my dry mouth.
I, too, know what it feels like to be thirsty.
Yeah. She wants you to
come on, Mookie.
To respond to her feelings.
No.
I know, dickhead. Different movie.
Okay. So that's what I'm saying.
He is so triggered. Like, it's so easy to trigger him. No. Hold on. Do the right thing. 3.5.
White dickhead. 3.5.
I was just saying. It's not 3.5. No, but actually.
Wait a minute.
I think
it's not a 3.5?
Do the right thing is 3.5.
I think it aged really well.
Yeah, I was about to say. What was you saying? You saying it's higher or lower?
To me, it's higher.
Yeah, okay.
Higher than 3.5?
I think it aged really well. I think that that Spike Lee, Spike Lee may be top five black filmmaker.
Oh,
of all
maybe?
Time.
Maybe?
Maybe? Do we have more than five?
That's what I was thinking. Do we have more than five?
Like,
yes.
No,
yes,
but no.
Wait, do we have more than five, and who do we know that's better?
The problem is that Spike Lee has had a few movies within the past, like,
that dropped,
15 years that were really not even watched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the budget for them was not very good, et cetera, et cetera. There have been a few misses, but I don't know that it's his fault necessarily.
Do the Right Thing, right?
She's Gotta Have It was first.
Okay, we're
then
right.
Do the Right Thing.
Jungle Fever.
Malcolm X.
No. Before that, I was going in order. Okay,
I was about to say, he's going in order.
Never mind. We'll do it.
I don't know the order. Yeah. Y'all older than me.
Malcolm X, Do the Right Thing, Crooklyn. Clockers.
That college one?
Higher Learning. Not Higher Learning. College. School Days.
School Days. Yes,
She's Gotta Have It. There's really a lot of great shit.
Girl Six.
There's a lot of great shit in Spike Lee movies, but I don't think we were ready for it. I don't think black people were ready for it back then.
No.
And then that newer stuff was just kind of terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Love. Hate.
I don't think
Radio Raheem,
but
we weren't
ready for that. Radio Raheem was a great character. Look at what he symbolized.
Right.
Like, it wasn't even who he was. It was what he symbolized. He symbolized the flamboyant black person who was like, you know, check out this. This is the style we wear. This is what we listen to. And I'm
12D batteries.
I'm gonna impose my presence and will on the entire room,
on every way. Right.
And it was a symbol of kind of what black people kind of do in the new America, like, we're here, my nigga. Don't pretend like we not here.
Right.
Yep. You hear me?
You see me over here.
You see me with these, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
12D.
Like, he was real big, too. Right. It was like all the things.
Like, it had the fucking love and hate fucking five finger rings and shit.
And then that whole argument about the black people on the wall stuff, that's really poignant, man. And I was not ready for it then. But you get both sides.
Yeah.
From watching that movie. And I didn't recognize that back in the day.
What Cube say? Here's what they think about you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A spoon tune, high jumping, fast talking.
So now we're going to do that with songs too, not just movies? Is that where we're
it came from that movie, right? Because again, that part of like where they were all sitting there.
John Turturro.
Yeah, everybody was talking about.
Great scene, by the way.
Right, and everybody had their own. Like the black people were talking about the Italians.
Yep.
The Italians were talking about the niggas. There's somebody talking about the fucking.
He just triggered me.
Yeah,
because y'all think Quentin Tarantino is the white Spike Lee.
No, we don't.
I don't. What are you talking about?
Y'all be giving that nigga credit for nothing.
His I just movies, like his
what,
movies.
What, do you, what when you say nothing? Which what,
I just
what
appreciate
nothing
his
would
movies. That's
what
all.
Nothing would we be giving him credit for?
Django, Kill Bill.
Django.
Kill Bill.
Django's
for the record,
dope.
I believe I was on the show when I said that Django was all right.
Okay.
I'm a fan of Django.
Yeah. I like Django.
I thought Django was all right. You're I didn't think that was in one of his better movies.
I think, Mac, the reason why you probably like his movie so much is because white people say nigga so much.
And I remember you bringing that up because of Pulp Fiction. You said it was completely unnecessary.
I don't think a lot of white people said nigga in Django.
He's talking about Quentin saying nigga in Pulp Fiction.
No, there's way more other movies that niggas say nigga in his movies than Django. And then Django's the piece, right? So then if you're talking about what white people said in that time frame, best believe they was saying nigga. Nigger. Like, let's be clear.
Oh, okay. So you're all about accuracy.
I'm just saying.
That's what hill you're going to die on.
So, no. Because
wait, you was talking about Pulp Fiction, though, weren't you?
Yeah, Pulp Fiction's terrible.
No, you was talking about Pulp Fiction, him saying nigga in Pulp Fiction.
Right.
They say nigga in Pulp Fiction.
No, he's talking about the
talking
dead
about
nigger.
Oh, yeah. Quentin Tarantino's talking about the dead nigger storage in Pulp Fiction.
Yes, right. Yes. That was specifically what I was talking
That's
about.
That's what I'm talking about. I didn't know how Django came into that because, of course, in Django, they got slaves. They're going to say nigga a whole bunch of shit.
It's a timepiece. No, it's time accurate.
I remember when it really became a thing was Jackie Brown. They actually protested about how many times.
Terrible movie.
Jericho Brown is not terrible. You're retarded if you say that's terrible.
The thing about Tarantino's movies is that they're not supposed to be like great
good.
Movies.
They're not supposed to be good.
What they are is they're homages to great movies is what they are. It's almost like watching Scary Movie.
No, I get it. What he's saying. Like
once, it's almost like watching Scary Movie.
Once upon a time,
Scary
in America,
Movie is a homage to Scary Movies.
Okay, right. I see what you're
just
saying.
Like. Kill Bill was an homage to kung fu flicks.
I get it.
Jackie Brown was a homage to blaxploitation films.
You just made me like it. You just made me like it 3% more.
So Django was a homage to slave movies?
Say what?
So Django was a homage to slave movies?
No.
It was a homage to movies like Roots.
Or Django. Like the original
There was
Django.
An original Django, oh, okay, too.
So that's like when the Mexican nigga...
No, it was an original Django, right. But he did with Django... The same he right. He makes it a homage to those style movies.
Which,
there's
which
extra
one?
Stuff put in there.
Well, see, but I think Django was a mixture because
they're all mixtures.
It was Roots and blaxploitation.
They're all mixtures. That's the point of them. They're all mixtures.
Yeah, still
is he done? Because I heard he say he's done making.
His last movie was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Great.
What does that mean? He's not gonna get no more creativity in his body anymore?
I don't know what it means. I just know they said that was
he's
his
not
last
old.
Movie.
He's just done with y'all.
When the Mexican nigga came up to Django and asked him his name and asked him how's he spell it, that's the original Django. That Mexican dude that came up when they had the fucking black dudes fighting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was asking him, he's like.
What do you mean that's the original Django?
That's the original
from the
Django.
From the 1800s?
Yes.
The Mexican nigga was the original Django.
From the 1800s?
From the original
the
Django movie.
The time frame is probably the 1800s. The movie right. wasn't 1800s.
Oh, there's another movie called Django.
There's an original movie called Django, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was a Mexican.
So it's another bad movie that he based this bad movie off of.
I don't know. I've never seen that one, to be honest.
Yeah.
Got it.
I've never seen that one.
That's like saying, I mean, really, if we're talking like that, be honest, yeah. you that's like saying like all of the Clint Eastwood movies are bad, like the fucking, you know, Hang 'Em High.
No, the new Clint Eastwood movies are gangster.
No.
The old ones are terrible.
Hang 'Em High. Good, bad,
terrible.
And ugly.
Those movies are terrible, my
You're
nigga.
Tripping, my nigga.
I didn't
tripping.
Like those.
Can't agree. Sorry, can't agree.
Yeah,
You're tripping,
like
bro.
Like
Which them. You can't agree with what?
With me. He can't agree with
I can't
me.
Agree with him.
Yeah, because, yeah, those
The Clint Eastwood movies were awesome.
You like Charles Bronson,
and I don't even like Westerns.
Fistful of Dollars.
That's the whole thing. I don't even like Westerns,
did you like
and
Charles,
those things were
Did you like
dope.
Charles Bronson movies, too?
No, mm-hmm. not really.
I didn't like him.
Chuck Norris?
No.
I put all those in. Now, when Clint Eastwood started
I did like the movie where Chuck Norris and Bruce Lee fought, though.
Yeah, me too.
I thought that was the same one
with Bolo, when he fought Bolo, too, right? Yeah.
But the newer Clint Eastwood stuff, when he started directing and stuff, like Gran Torino.
Gran Torino was dope.
Heartbreak Ridge, all those movies... Dope.
Listen.
Dope. Him and Mel Gibson are probably two of my favorite filmmakers.
Apocalypto?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, what we were giving that?
Apocalypto's a five. Definitely. Apocalypto's a five, and I can watch it
Where
over
can
and
I
over.
Find that? Now, I wouldn't watch it again.
I'll tell you.
Man.
I'll tell you where it's
That's
on.
A movie I need to watch.
I got this app called Real Good, R-E-E-L-G-O-O-D. It tells you where everything's playing.
But the Fistful of Dollars, Few More Dollars, and I think there was I forget the other one.
Passion like of Christ?
Passion of Christ.
Apocalypto.
You're talking about Mel Gibson movies?
No, I'm talking about Clint Eastwood movies.
Clint Eastwood?
The Westerns.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah.
What was it?
Fistful of Dollars, For a Few More Dollars.
A Few? No, I'm saying, no.
Oh, it's on Prime, yeah.
Apple TV tell you where it is.
It's on Prime?
Oh, yeah. See, look, I got all these right here. It shows me all the things.
So it's on Prime? Mm-hmm.
It's on Prime, yeah.
It's on Prime. For free, as long as you got a subscription.
If you got Prime, then yeah.
And Tubi. And Plex.
Oh, for the record, too.
Tubi? Tubi? You be talking shit about Tubi.
Oh, right there, okay. Does it, and yeah. I do that on my Apple TV. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, Apocalypto is a straight five. That's fire, bro. Apocalypto might be in the top 10 movies, period. Apocalypto was heavy, bro.
It was dope. Yeah, it's dope.
I can see why you say that.
It's just so different. And they don't speak English throughout the, in maybe a couple of spots.
Yeah.
If anywhere.
And it's, again, it kind of goes back to that self-slaving thing too, right? Like, I mean, I guess, I don't know. I guess it's different tribes or whatever. I don't know. But, you know, they all looked very similar.
Yeah.
But they were.
Because you're racist.
No.
You know, like all black people look alike, right?
No, all of them niggas look alike.
You're racist.
The nigga that fucking hated him.
They had different paint. There's all kind of things.
The different paint?
They had different hairstyles.
Different paint, nigga? Is that what we're doing? Nigga,
that's what racism is. Nigga, you're black, I'm white. That's different
paint. That's not paint.
That's
nigga.
God paint. The fuck are you talking about?
African tribes, different piercings.
Right.
Yeah.
That means something to them.
Ethiopians, different paint. That's what we're doing, different sizes. Paint. I'm just joking.
No, oh, nigga, this is a herringbone, nigga. No, nigga, that's a chicken bone.
Caucasians are painted with ecru. Light skinned people are painted with eggshell.
Niggas like, I got a herringbone, nigga. I got chicken bone, nigga.
Exactly.
Like,
this is not this. We don't got no chickens down here in this part of South America. That's all the North niggas.
So what? So French, okay. God damn you, niggas.
We gonna get to the bottom of this one way or another, right?
Because I want to know why you had that question. Because I feel like you experienced both. You had no kids, and then you started having kids. So I feel like it's somebody that.
But no, I'm like Pac. I had an adopted kid early on. Like, I mean, like I was 18. You know,
stepdaddy.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't really know. You know what I mean? Again,
you ain't my daddy anyway.
I don't know. You know if that. You know anything besides that really? But this is what I do know. Not having kids in the house, fuck game is different when there's no kids around.
Bro, I've been telling y'all empty nester shit for a while now.
Like, I know, like, but
I think empty nesting is different than never having them, though.
But this is, but at the same time.
I think empty nests appreciate not having them.
Empty nest is a celebration.
Because I think y'all celebrate not having them.
Yes, we celebrate. Right.
I think that when you don't have them, you don't realize what you got.
But I remember, honestly, back in the day, before you was an empty nester, you was like, nigga, they just gotta hear what they hear. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
whatever,
I mean, that's all
like,
you can do.
No, man, like, you gotta, like,
well, some that depends. People, you might think that. She might not think that. She might be like, fuck no, because of that type of shit.
Right. Like, we got a quiet fuck. Like, you know
but
what I mean?
Like, I had a situation where one of my daughters lost her virginity and the dude, like, did like two strokes and nutted. So I was like, I need my daughters to know what it's supposed to sound like. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And I need my sons to know.
Wait, what are we doing?
And I need my sons to know what to aspire to. You know what I'm saying?
You like, could also have a conversation with them.
Words are not as good as action.
Is he
bro.
Really going where I think he's going?
Yeah.
He went there, nigga.
You got to.
He went there, nigga.
You got to let him know,
you.
Bro. I want my daughter.
Wait. Hold on. Wait.
I want my daughter.
This is all going on in your head, right? You're not like saying this out loud, right?
You know, it's happening right
now.
Can
you hear me?
No, I'm just saying. You're not saying this to them out loud, right? You're not talking about, hey. I want y'all to line up right here outside the door and just listen.
No.
He didn't put him on a drill, but they could hear
him. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, did he think of this in his head? Like, you know what? This will be beneficial for him. Like,
yeah, it will be.
Yeah. I'm wondering if that was a conversation
I'm
wondering.
I'm different. Yeah, at our dinner table, we used to eat dinner together every night, and we put our phones in a bowl or something so we couldn't use our phones. And I made sure to say the word pussy or something at every meal.
Yeah, he did say that.
Let me tell you how it works out, though. Here's a nugget for you guys, you new parents. The reason why my daughters were so comfortable coming to me with any question about sex, about pregnancy, about one daughter asked about a fleshlight, no matter what the question, how do girls masturbate, all that, they came to me with these questions because at the dinner table, I would say the most outlandish shit. You're not going to say something worse than I said, so it's nothing for you to come to me with a real problem.
So you never, have to worry about the sex talk with you?
I did.
That's pretty good theory.
They both came to me immediately. They told me before they told my wife that they had sex.
I grew up hearing my parents having sex. Like, I remember hearing them. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was in high school.
Who was the loudest?
I don't know.
Come on, man.
Conversation?
Thank you for not answering that. Yes. I would have probably changed a lot of
things.
But I remember when I was in high school and I heard them, part of me was kind of...
You have to have one. They can't be equal. Like, one is making one more noise. Somebody making more noise than the other. Like, I'm just
part
saying.
Part of me was excited. Part of me was happy because I was like, oh, they're still old.
He said it.
I was happy for that marriage because I was like, oh, they're still old, but they're still doing it.
Exactly.
Like, I was like, oh, like, they're still in love. Like, they don't really, like, just doing it for the motion. I'm like, because my parents are old. So when I was, by the time I was in high school, I'm like, oh, they're still fucking? Yeah. I was like, oh, shit, cool.
That's dope, actually.
My thought is the dinner thing makes perfect sense to me. I hope you.
No,
agree.
It does. It makes sense. I'm glad I was able to achieve that differently, but that does make sense.
The sex thing though is also still beneficial because I look at it like this: I want my daughters to know what quality sexual experience is because I don't think a lot of guys know. And so if these niggas are in these relationships with these girls and they don't know what the fuck they doing, and my daughter doesn't even know what that's supposed to be. Like, I mean, they never saw us, but but the aura.
You didn't leave the door cracked.
You know, yeah, we didn't leave the door cracked.
Mom was going on for more than 5 minutes. So, that sort of shit.
But just hearing the interaction or hearing the...
That clapping.
You know what I'm saying? Hearing the bed break into 10 pieces.
This nigga B is a real ass nigga, man. Like, he is a real life nigga, man. Like,
I want them to be able to put a
pressure, but he really dark skin.
Put pressure on
him. I don't even mean like black. I don't even mean like black. I mean like he a real nigga though. Like a real life nigga. Like he gonna teach his kids life by showing them life.
Put pressure on these niggas to do better. I want my daughters to have good sexual experiences. I want them to be fulfilled sexually.
That's
part of life.
He's the same nigga that was like, listen, don't let no one tell you super special. Like,
you're not.
Right.
No, that's real talk, though.
Right.
That's real talk.
No, I saw some shit and it was like.
It's their parents now.
There's a coddling, right? Like, where you're this, you're that. And these, you know, kids have this, you know, false sense of. You know, false...
entitlement?
No, yeah, of self. They have this false...
No, false sense of self, what he's
right,
saying.
False sense of self of what they are, right? Because they've been told their whole time, you know, their whole life, you're this, you're the greatest, you're the best, you're this, that, and the other. And it without merit, right? Like, there's not... Like, again, now, if you're a prodigy, right, you get down and you know some shit, and you fucking... You killing... You doing that fucking... I saw this little nigga, this Asian nigga on a guitar. This nigga was... playing like this nigga had a soul of a 60-year-old. This nigga was just getting
it. That's like 10 kids every year.
Right.
Now the rest of the regular-ass kids.
Right. Now, so again, if that's you and your parents are looking at you doing that,
right.
they can say, yo, you're special because this is...
Yeah, little Mozart, come on in here. You ain't got to go to bed right now. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to go to bed at 9, little Mozart. What you want
to
do?
Everybody else, take your regular-asses to bed. Like,
Johan, shut the fuck up and go to bed. Look, little Mozart... But yeah, man, there's a need. There's a need for transparency to the point, not even to a fault, but transparency to the point where if you have a question, you don't even consider not asking me.
Yeah. Right.
I dig that. I dig that.
And I feel like this too. I feel like there's nothing that they're not ready for once they ask the question. I'm not going to tell you about sex, but if you come ask me about sex, I'm going to tell you.
We doing
sex.
That.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how my dad was like that too. He was like, basically it was like, if you ask me, I'm going to tell you straight up. I'll be able to tell if you understand or not, but I'm going to tell you straight up though. And so that's what I do. My kids come to me and I tell them straight up. Whether they get it or not, you know, they can come back later or whatnot, but I'm going
to
tell you straight up.
When my daughter asked me for how do girls masturbate, I went to Google Images and I... Googled a vagina. My wife's like, why the fuck did you pick a real vagina? Like, because she has a real vagina.
Right.
Wait, are you supposed to Google a fake one?
Yeah.
She wanted me to do like an image, a picture, a drawing.
A drawing.
It's like, sure, where the clit was. And I'm like, no, this is the clit, and this is what you guys, this is your pleasure center on the outside. There also is something on the inside as well, but this is your pleasure center on the outside. So attention needs to be paid to this part right here if you're masturbating.
Hey,
to
shout
me,
out,
that's
though.
Real shit.
No, shout how out, though, because, nigga, she went to... dad to find out how to,
exactly. Like,
she didn't have to go through some, 10 niggas to figure it out.
That's G shit though.
I want them to be prepared.
That's prepared. Some G shit.
I remember when my daughter, when she was out here getting bullied by these black bitches.
these what?
Black bitches.
Okay.
No, for real. And
there were
and
no white bitches? Or just,
nope. It was
just
all
only
the,
black
it,
bitches.
It was all the black bitches.
I'm sure it was black because it was Haley.
Right, yeah. And I was talking to her and she's like, so you want me to fight? I'm like, listen, I'm not telling you to run out here and start fights. But sometimes you got to stand up for yourself and you might have to knock a few of these bitches in the face to get your respect. Mm-hmm. Like, because the way you look, They disrespect that. They don't respect your color. You know what I mean? You being the color that you look.
Yeah.
They don't respect that. And they think that you are an easy mark. So an easy target.
On her she was light-skinned?
I think differently about that, Mac. Now I used to agree with that.
Well, she.
Hold on,
they
were just hating on her.
It's not just. It's not light. Like she's you black, seen, but she looks like Russian.
Yeah, I understand. I've seen her picture.
So you got to understand when you got black girls and you got that around,
and
you got the dudes that are the same color as them looking at you instead of looking at me, I'ma feel a certain kind of way.
And especially if
high school.
And especially if you come out saying that you are black,
what we are,
right? Like,
and
right.
you don't look a lick like us,
right? Right. But and so I'm gonna test that. I'm gonna put that to the test. And I'm like, what they don't respect is you letting them run over you. Like, what they will respect is if you fucking mollywop a few of these hoes upside their head and tell them to fucking back the fuck up. Like, you're not here for that. Like, you know what I mean? You have to. She's like, so you want me to fight? Like, at some point, you do have to fight.
You don't have to.
You cannot just let people just run you over.
I don't agree. See, this is my new philosophy.
Like, okay.
I'm not really a parent anymore, but maybe for my grandkids. Right. I think that's the wrong philosophy. Because what you're saying is you're not good enough as you are to fit into that group. So you got to do something extra to show them you're part of that group. I'm thinking now.
Going a whole nother layer with it.
I'm thinking now.
That's a different approach.
I'm thinking right now, why do you want to be part of that group? If you got to fight to be in that group.
This has nothing to do with being part of that group.
Right.
This is to get left alone by that group.
Yes. No. So again.
Let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The problem is that we're focusing on pushing our kids to fit into something that they probably shouldn't even fit into. Move to another group. Move to another complete atmosphere. The reason why you're accessible is because you're trying to be part of that world. If you weren't, there are nerds who went through school who never got fucked with. You know why? Because they never tried to commingle. I'm not one of you ratchet bitches, so I don't want to be part of that. So I'm not going to wear the clothes y'all wear. I'm not going to talk the way y'all talk. I'm not going to do the things y'all do because that's not who I really am. If I were that person, dad wouldn't need to tell me to beat one of the bitches in the face because I would already know to do it.
Right.
So the problem is we're trying to force these square pegs in these round holes when really, let's find a round hole for you, baby. Let's figure out how to get you in a round hole.
So question.
Yeah.
Question.
Yeah. Because there are people who have gone through their entire life without ever being in one fight, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and the successful. Yeah. Okay.
No, there are exceptions to everything.
Right.
But I think that a lot of us can say also that there are some assholes in this world.
Yeah.
That you don't have to be trying to hang around them. They just see you and they feel a certain kind of way. So they come to you. They follow you. You walk away and go over here. They come over here and do shit to you.
Right.
I think he's talking about that scenario. Because I don't think, because I know his daughter and the groups that she was around. And I don't think she was trying to be a part of this
group. Well, let's ask. And I hate this because it's your daughter. And so now we got to do a specific thing. Do you think she's better off because she did that mentality? Or is she worse off because she tried to fight somebody and it didn't really work out the way? Because she's not really that person. Like, you're telling her, nah, punch that bitch in her face. But if she's not a punch a bitch in her face person, doesn't serve her to go outside of character.
So this is what I was telling her, and this is what it was happening. It was much like what Pac was saying. Mm-hmm. They keep coming for you, right? Like, and at some point, you can't just act like it's not happening. You can't just ignoring it doesn't make it. You can. You think you can.
No, you can't. You can't ignore it.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you said you can.
No, I said you can't.
Okay. Yeah, because at some point you have to draw a line in the sand and say this is enough. Like I'm not. This ain't gonna happen no more. This has to stop because otherwise the mark just gets bigger.
Yeah.
Right. Like it just becomes like you're an easier mark the more and more you allow this shit to happen. And there has to be a point where you say, listen, stop. This, you know what I mean? I'm not fucking with you. Like, don't fuck with me. Mm-hmm. And if you do, there's going to be consequences for that. Like, I'm going to stand up for myself and say, I'm going to make. So again, if you don't stop on your own, when I've said stop and you don't fucking stop, at some point I have to make you stop. If you don't want to stop on your own, if stopping ain't a part of what your plan is, I can't just sit here and let you keep going on me. Mm-hmm. At some point, I have to make you stop.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because like my mom taught me.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
You going where I was going.
Like, as long as you allow it,
yeah,
they're going to keep doing it.
What do you think your dad would have said?
Same thing.
Yeah, okay. What's that beat?
So here's my question.
As long as you allow it to, as long as you keep allowing it, they're going to keep doing it. So there has to be a point where you say, this ain't allowable.
Okay, here's my question, tough guy.
And I've been there.
Here's my question,
whatever.
Tough guy.
Not tough. It's just a fucking life.
Okay, here's my question, tough guy. after you gave that advice, did you get the mitts out? Did you do some sparring?
Yeah, no doubt. Okay. No doubt. Yeah. For sure.
No, that's a good point because I think that happens a lot. You go, I'll punch that nigga and then you don't show him how to punch that nigga.
For sure.
I think of that Fresh Prince episode.
For sure. No, without a doubt. And again, like, these are the things. Like, again, if you can't see, you can't fight. Like, you know what I mean? Like, all of those things we went through. Like, if you want to start this, like, how do you want to end this quickly?
Here's my problem, though, Mac. And again, this is still, I'm trying to mature this thought because, you know, it's very immature right now. But I want to say, and this may be immature still, that's why French Reggie's point about planning and being ready matters more, because why the fuck is your daughter in a school where she has to make that choice? You see what I'm saying?
Because I thought Gwinnett was different.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, not for you, but most people's situation, we have to have our daughter in that school.
We can't
afford to put her in private school. We can't afford to do homeschool. We don't have a choice. We just have to.
She ended up being homeschooled, right? Yeah. She ended up going to homeschool because of this, right?
Right, that makes sense.
Right. But the
square hole.
But the thing about it is, the first house we were going to buy was Brookwood. And she was going to be going to Brookwood, which is a more diverse high school. Mm-hmm.
So how did the white girls in that high school dealt with it? The actual white girls.
That's my point in the beginning. They don't get fucked with because they're not even in the atmosphere. Yeah. Move her to a new atmosphere.
So again,
where she's not dealing with those people.
So coming from California.
That is a valid
answer. That's what I said in the beginning. Y'all said no.
So, well, you didn't say move her somewhere else.
Well, no, but
we're talking about just in that scenario. You don't have a choice. You go to that school.
You misunderstood what I meant by move.
Okay.
I'm saying, like French says, the white girls in that school don't get bullied by those black bitches. It's just Haley. Why is Haley getting bullied by those black bitches? Because she's trying to hang out in their
atmosphere. What if she isn't? What if it is all the white girls that are there?
I don't know. So why aren't the white girls getting bullied?
So this is the problem that occurred. So coming from California to here, there was no issue with her being white and being the way she was.
Right.
There wasn't a pack of black girls coming for her because it wasn't like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was more diverse.
Right. Yeah.
So coming out here, she was just being what she had always been. So now all of a sudden she's expected to, how does she know to change and be different than what she's always been? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's not anything that she knew, you know, because all she knows is what she knows. Mm-hmm. And then she comes into this environment which is different than California.
And the only advice she gets is to fight a bitch in the face. And that's like, damn, Dad. Listen, that's all we got?
No, I mean, listen. That was more towards the last
you
straw.
You moved me to this motherfucker. You got me in this situation. And all your advice is to toughen up? God damn.
Yeah, because we're not moving.
But that sucks, though. You see what I'm saying, right?
I get what you're saying, but that sucks.
Like, what the fuck?
I think it all sucks, though, because I'm trying to really plot this out. And like, okay, so you don't teach her to defend herself. You just move her whenever somebody has a problem with her. Like, eventually, what does she become?
Well, no, that's not what I meant. French was saying all the white girls at school don't get fucked with on that level.
We can assume that.
Right.
Well,
because I guarantee if she was, another one was too.
Well, French went to school, just like
I'm pretty sure they were still a clique before she was there.
How often
did
you see the white girls get fucked with on that level? You didn't.
Especially not over some, because you're taking all the niggas.
Yeah, that's just.
Oh, no, I just threw that out there.
Did the white girls fuck with niggas?
Yeah, my school, yeah, but they didn't. Nobody was like beating them up.
But let's be clear, French Reggie is coming from a more diverse fucking area.
Yeah, I am in a diverse area.
My
high school was very diverse.
So she went to an all black school?
Pretty much, South Gwinnett.
You didn't recognize in advance that might be something that's going to be difficult that you need to prepare her for?
Well, but in his mind, she's still black.
Yeah, exactly.
Mac has been around this earth a few spins. Yeah. He knows that she's not just black.
Yeah, but like he was saying from California, that was never an issue. They didn't question her blackness in California.
They probably learned together, you know. They moved out here together.
I want to make sure you know I'm not blaming you.
No, I'm
trying to get to the best answer.
No, and again, when the first house that I was trying to buy was in an area that was more diverse as far as the high school was concerned.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, they said something happened. They didn't want. I could have kicked him out because we had signed the agreement. But he's like lost his job or some shit. And I was like, I'm not finna force somebody out of their house.
Yeah.
So we found a different house.
Yeah.
And it was in this area,
Get that nigga swallow.
Ain't nothing but a swallow. Whoever swallowed, shut the fuck up.
It's better than vodka.
I guess.
Aw, how diplomatic.
Diplomaticals.
Yeah.
Well, damn, niggas.
They just shit on your Ciroc, bro.
Didn't even let me get a shot.
You brought a big ass expensive bottle. He brought one little bitty bottle. It might be more expensive.
Didn't even let me get in on the shot though. What are we shooting?
Just that fuck to fuck you.
Fuck that vodka.
So can I ask?
Actually, that's funny because I remember when I brought vodka and French was like, "Fuck that shit."
Yo, so Jamie, Mack,
remember the first? Remember our first party? Our
podcast
first
party?
Yeah,
yeah.
Remember what I brought?
No.
I had some gin. I brought gin.
Oh, the bomb. That wasn't the bomb.
The Bombay?
Nah, it wasn't Bombay.
It was blue, that blue shit?
Yeah, it was. I forget
it's
the name.
Absinthe. It looked like absinthe, though. But
it wasn't
like
Bombay. I think it was Ghibli's or something. It was something. No. But again, nobody drank gin. And it's funny because I was like,
Nobody drinks gin, bro.
Come on.
I ain't drink gin.
Oh, is that West Coast shit?
It's definitely West Coast, but right. I ain't drink it because we used to drink it all the what fucking kind of, time.
What is gin? Is it like a, what is it considered?
Nasty?
What do you think? What
you
is
know how they
question?
Have bourbon, whiskey, vodka together?
It's considered
like,
gin.
It's
gin.
Right before gasoline. It's like 83. It's like 83, you go 87 this way, gin this way.
Laid back.
So back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
So because that happened to her when she was like in her adolescent stage, I'm pretty sure she doesn't like black girls now, right?
Yeah, no, she's done what Beyonce said. She don't even fuck with
new atmosphere.
She don't even fuck with the culture no more.
Why
she? Like,
shit.
She doesn't even fuck with the culture no more. Like, I mean, like,
oh yeah, because she went like complete,
probably,
like,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's usually the way.
Like, yeah,
goth, I know a couple of black girls
like that. Like, no fucking niggas no more. None of
she
that
likes
shit.
White
like,
boys now.
Yep.
Damn. Fuck them. Fuck them.
Yeah, I mean,
just flipped
we
it all.
We lost a
hey,
good
that,
we
look,
lost
hey,
a good
but
one.
But I'm saying that why keep banging your head on
no,
the
no, 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 no lie. I be telling because there's this thing with when it comes to black women hating white girls because they date black dudes or whatever. That is a real thing.
Duh. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
I don't understand
I'm not going to allow y'all to make me act like I'm crazy to say that.
You're crazy.
I know that. That's
I don't
a,
understand
that is a
it.
Thing.
I really don't understand it.
I know it. I married the white girl, so I know.
But
that's a
what,
thing.
What
that,
I be telling
sure
them sometimes
thing.
Is like, especially like that archetype of that nerdy black dude, like that Childish Gambino type black dude.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, these dudes like black girls. Y'all just don't like them. So they just ended up dating white girls. It's not like they saying, fuck y'all.
Childish like
it,
the Asians,
it happens,
too.
It happens different ways.
They'll date other race.
Look, it happens
they'll
different ways.
They'll date other race.
It happens different ways. As a matter of fact, for me and Mac, it might have been almost similar. But I know, like, in my generation, in my family, none of the guys have a black woman. None
Why
of them
is
do.
That, though? Is it because of...
It's because we watched our moms and our aunts and shit.
And that's the
and
second part.
And they respected no man. They ran over all of them, with the exception of my dad, and their marriage didn't work.
And I say, those are the first two things. It's not black dudes think white girls are... black girls are ugly. The first two things is because of attitude, which goes back from mom, sisters,
but the funny thing
cousins,
is, though,
and
funny
the second
thing is,
one
though,
is...
That shit is not accurate.
What do you think it is?
Because you can go to a white girl and white girl have just as much attitude. You can go to a Spanish
ugly,
chick
a ugly
and have
girl.
Just as much attitude.
A Spanish chick might have more attitude.
Exactly.
You know? But it's still different,
thing,
though.
You said
yeah,
one,
you said there was two things.
The second thing is that because he's that archetype of nerdy black dude or doesn't fit the hood nigga mold, so...
The roughneck
the
image.
Rough, yeah, so... He just can't pull black girls, so he ends up dating white girls, Mexicans.
I can't buy that one, though, because...
That is the thing. That
well,
is
no, no,
the
no.
thing.
The reason why I said... I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. But what I'm saying is that, like... And I had to do this myself because even me, I would... Uncle Ruckus or whatever, but... Even me, when I would think about black people, the first image that come to mind is the hood nigga and the bitch that's with him, right? But actually coming here to Atlanta... Showed me something different.
Because you saw all
I seen
all
different kinds of black people.
Atlanta and DC are probably the only two.
I've seen different variations of black people in different lanes that you don't see back home like that.
Yeah.
So that's when I started changing the way I thought. So to me, that nerdy black girl, that nerdy black dude can probably find a nerdy black girl. You know what I'm saying?
You
like,
can always find a black girl.
You know what I'm saying?
Version.
So you can find.
But for
it.
Example, like when Jimmy Mack used to dress with his
Beach Bum.
Yeah. White girls he would be able to pull. I know he was married at the time, but he would be able to pull white girls with that swag. A black chick,
He would have had to do a lot more work to be able to pull her with that type of swag.
Not really.
It depends.
Not really.
It depends. It depends on her
history. I pulled them all with that swag, nigga.
Look, it depends on their history a lot of the time, all right, too.
There wasn't a specific demographic that, you know, again, being funny, I guess, is
being funny helps.
Yeah,
being funny is almost a requirement, yeah, to be honest.
Like, so I don't know. I think that and personable.
You're right.
And
being funny is a requirement, to be honest.
And personable.
I was waiting for you to find that.
And so I don't know, but I think the biggest part of it is, like, out in California, there's just, again, I saw this map. They were talking about all these different maps. And one of the maps that I saw was, like, all the states and
what state has the most foreign groups of people?
Well, what foreign country is most, you know, has the most births in this state, right? So, like, you know, so for instance, Georgia, as far as foreign births, like other people having, you know, foreign countries birthing people in this state.
It's the Koreans.
No, it's Indians.
Oh. Be honest.
It's Indians. But in California, it was Philippines.
Mm. Yeah.
And so, and that makes a lot of sense to me, because I know there's so many Asian chicks, so many Filipinos, so many, and there's so many, and they don't all, some of them are, you know, Orthodox, right, where they only fuck with their own kind. Yeah. But there's so many that are Americanized and they're willing to fuck with whomever, especially niggas, because, again, we're all minorities, right? And it's the same thing with Mexicans, and it's the same thing with fucking all these other different races. So, like, there's so many options outside of just black that are available in regards to attitude, looks, fuck game, like, mm-hmm, freakiness, like all of these fucking different things that are up for grabs that you don't, I mean, to just define yourself in one lane doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. Just doesn't. Not to me.
So, I hate to say it, but me and your daughter agree.
About what?
What the proper,
find your tribe.
Solution is. Yeah.
Find your tribe.
No, she was forced to out here, for sure.
Good. Good. She should have chose it, because fuck them bitches. Yeah.
Well, again, I don't think she should have chose it, because she should chose to be able to fuck she wants to be. She shouldn't have to be forced.
That's not life, bro. That's not a real life.
But you don't
think
who she is now is who she wants to be?
I think so.
I mean, yeah. I think it's what she was forced to be.
Oh, you don't think that's who she would have naturally gone to?
Nah, she was West Coast Haley, nigga, before we moved out here. She was a reincarnation of Mac Dre, is what she said. Nigga, when we first moved out here.
She did say that. I remember that.
Oh, wow.
when we first moved out here.
That's a big 360.
I do remember that shit.
That's not a 360, it'd be 180.
It's 180.
Yeah. So that's who she was when we first moved out here.
Damn, yeah. That bullying did a number.
But that don't even sound real, bro.
I know, but that's just who she
it
was.
It wasn't real, but that's what,
of course,
that's what she thought.
Right.
Yeah, but she just needed
But coming from NorCal, though, come on, man. Like, right. that's a common thought process. Like, everybody want to be the Mac.
Right.
Yeah, but that's because
everybody want to come out popping a collar and shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a lifestyle.
I don't know. I feel like
she might even go for another change in her young adult, 25-ish. Yeah.
And also, girls go through a lot of different phases, bro.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Girls go through a lot of phases. Like,
guys don't?
I don't know if we go through as many. So what I was going to say, though, is that, like, my oldest daughter, the 20-year-old, I remember she went through her emo phase and all that stuff or whatever. She doesn't look like that. I remember my mom was talking about it. She was like, wow, the last time I seen you, you was looking like, now she's different now. But, you know, everybody goes through phases. Everybody do. I don't know who goes through more or less or whatever. Everybody goes through phases. Even me. I'm going through changes all the time. Even shit, since 40, I feel like I'm going through more.
Changes.
I feel like I'm completely different than I was before 40, to be honest. You know, so.
That's growth.
I mean, we got anything else, guys? We might need to dip out here for this one.
That's it.
Okay.
Progress is growth, right? I mean, you can't progress without growth, right? For sure. You got to be changing, right? You progress, you have to change.
Living if you're not growing, honestly.
Well, I mean, everything that is living grows.
You got to grow through progress.
That's growth is
grass.
I wouldn't know if I would consider growth change. Because when I think change, I'm thinking like direction. I'm not thinking like the same
maturity
path you were on.
Like, do you think growth is change, or do you think that...
No, growth is change.
Okay,
yes.
I don't agree.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
I mean, I think it is a change of degree.
Yeah, no, for sure. You can't stagnate. Only, you can't be the same.
Yeah, but I don't think you have a choice with that. You have perpetual motion, right? Like, the earth is still going to spin. Time is still going to keep going. I think that's kind of just, like, if you get...
It's a given, is what you're saying?
I don't know about that, but I just feel like...
You think you're the same, be honest, that started the show 10 years ago?
No.
No, but
that's growth.
Maybe
you change.
It might be shrink though.
No, nigga, is that what your bank account say?
That's one aspect of my life.
That's a big aspect.
That's one aspect.
Right, it's one aspect.
You can't. Yeah, you can't really give on some money energy shit.
Get his ass.
Don't trigger me, B, because that that's all you're doing right now is trying to trigger me. Fucking get a Fridge. Go ahead.
On some money energy shit. Like, sure. You know, money grows because, you know, over the years. But at the same time, they can take your shit away the next year.
Stop. You act like you're the same nigga that say you going to be here regardless of what anybody say. You don't. Now you tell about they can take some shit away. They can take you away. Nigga, stop.
Yeah.
So this is.
But I'm always going with a fight, though. That's all. That doesn't mean nothing. All I'm saying is from that example, yes, okay, his finances grow, but that doesn't.
I'm done.
You threw the white flag.
Old bull. Yeah. Okay. Look. Keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.